This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. If you pass through the northern New Hampshire towns of Stewartstown and Clarksville, you may notice signs saying that you are standing on the 45th parallel, or on a point equidistant from both the North Pole and the equator. These signs appear in quite a few places along the 45th parallel, but the signs move north and south along what some say is a fuzzy line. For more on this, we turn to Granite Geek David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer at graniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Always glad to be here.
There is some disagreement about where the 45th parallel is. Where does this disagreement come from?
Disagreement is maybe not the right word.
It
depends on how you define it. So, to us laymen, saying the 45th parallel sounds like a very precise thing, but it actually depends on how you define it. So the problem basically is that the Earth is not a sphere. It's not a ball. It's actually a slightly squashed. It's a
not quite egg shaped.
No, it's more like a ball that's slightly deflated and you're sitting on it, and so it gets pushed out more around the equator and flattened at the poles. And as a result, if you define you're gonna from the equator to the North Pole, you're gonna divide it up into 90 equal degrees. If you do that from angular degrees from the center of the Earth, when they hit the surface of the Earth, those degrees will actually be slightly different distances apart because you're not going out to a ball. And as I say in my column, if this is confusing, you pick up an egg and pretend you're doing it on an egg, and you might be able to figure it out. So the question is, how are you going to define these 90 equal divisions between the equator and the pole? Generally, it's done from the center of the Earth, but that's not entirely precise. And so it depends on what sort of model you use on what the Earth looks like. And then this gets particularly complicated because not only are we not a sphere, we're not even really a regular spheroid. Earth is actually lumpy in ways above and beyond mountains and valleys that complicate it further. And so basically, there are a number of different sort of models you can use to kind of estimate what the Earth's surface looks like, and you use those to decide where the lines of latitude are. And whichever model you use, the location of the line of latitude will change. They're called datum, D-A-T-U-M.
Perhaps the most important question, David, who cares? Like, what significance is there for the 45th parallel? Is it simply psychologically people like to say, hey, we're halfway?
No, it's the point where you fall off the globe. No, yes, it is a goofy kind of pointless fun thing. Now, having said that, surveyors care if certain things are defined from the latitude, from the points of latitude. There have probably been wars fought over this sort of thing, is defining where your border is between states or countries. The advent of GPS satellites, which are defined by a series of satellites up in the Earth, up in orbit, that has kind of changed things yet again and required yet another definition, because there's no single way to estimate the surface of the entire Earth, so you kind of fudge it. And depending on what fudge factor you use, you can actually see this in your GPS unit. If it's sophisticated enough for you to go into the settings and change what is called the datum or datum, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, that's used to define it, you can change the datum that's used, and you will see that it says your latitude has slightly changed, as if you've moved, even when you haven't. So it's entirely a little bit arbitrary, and that's kind of what was the point of it, despite these lovely signs and the fun to stand there with and take a selfie of yourself. It's not that exact.
The sign marking the 45th parallel in Clarksville has been moved. Why was it moved?
It was moved because of, it wasn't initially placed on the exact spot that the surveyor said it should be, because that was such a dangerous bend in the road that they were afraid if they had a sign there, people would stop to look at it and get killed. So initially it was a couple hundred yards off, and then the land was sold, and the sign got moved and or stolen and finally replaced and got moved to another property owner now, another couple hundred yards away. So it's been shifted a bit, and they have long joked that it's a fuzzy line and that you're still standing on it. And they didn't really realize that geographically as well as historically, it is a fuzzy line that you're still standing on.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the geekiest writer south of the 45th parallel at graniteGeek.org.